Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for today. We give glory to God for such a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Titi Nyankopon God. We thank you for a day, O God, that you are revealing yourself unto us, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that you are the Messiah, that you are the King of Kings. We thank you, O God, and we bless you for this great, O God, revelation unto us. We thank you for providing yourself unto us, O God, as a Lord, as a Savior. We thank you for all your sacrifices. Today we commit, O God, everything unto your hand. So Lord, I commit my message unto your hand, your word that you are prepared to speak unto your children. O Lord, I pray, O God, that let it go deep into every heart and every mind. O God, let everyone that is here be blessed by your word. In the name of Jesus, may we receive a touch, O God, from your word. May we receive an embrace from your word. May your power be with us today in the name of Jesus. Let the power that is in your word, O God, transmit, O God, your word from me, O God, to your people. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for your presence. We thank you, O God, for the atmosphere that is prepared for your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Me bomi humu siopa kobisa obisa asemi weya. Me amete say yes. Unyame yodo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Na ukra usi mikra mene wain. Hey, we'll be asem so. In some machine trimi na wish you go. Hallelujah. I remember when we were in training college, we had a principal. Principal Remi Mundi Gosebian Ubinimono. Hallelujah. Na ya tuni din. All new students. Na ya tuni din. Na edini ya di atono no. E wo campus oba biya. But na principal no na minim no. I knew the principal. So, actually, my mother handed me over to the principal when I was admitted to the school. Enti once in a while na mako na mako didi wo fie ni adie. Enti eduru ba bi kura na se aluta bi course wo school mu ha na me yabo mi suspect if you say me na makoka. Hallelujah. But they later found out say sane man no, I don't involve myself in those things. Did agree o wa na e jama ku di fufu o principal fie metewa na principal bi sam say ah kwaju na ma ti say sukufo no e frame din bi. Hey,
Nami ediwe na minkobone ni. Na yampana. Right there, I have to put in the gears. Mimu ya bomb suspect dada. Then I miss Agokas Asimui. The principal asked me that he has said that people are calling him some names. Now, one Kabeka. Oh, right there, I said, oh no, I haven't heard anything like that. But you know that I will fight for you if I hear anything like that. Meanwhile, na me sumi kabi. Hallelujah. Na me sumi friend bi. Because man kasa ebe ene besi ne kura sa e dinu na me kai ni di ankasa me kai. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I never said that. I never told him. But Jesus knows that this is part of human nature. That humans have different ideas. Humans have different minds concerning other people. Yesu nim se eyeni pasu. E madda se nipe wasa fuimu nina. Even two people have the same idea concerning me. No. Webekase kwejoti say, there's always difference. So Jesus, after walking with the disciples for a while, decided to ask the disciples the same question. Who do you say I am? Hallelujah. This is a personal question that Jesus is asking you today. And then Yesu Christo nsu bisa osa asemwe. Aya asema edana kumasu. Se wo mame, papa, minu ya ba, mame, baba, wo se mene hena. Who do you say I am? Your encounter with Jesus will determine who you say he is. Who is Jesus to you, and what encounter have you had with him? He asked the disciples at that point because it was a time that he wanted to reveal himself to them. See, you can't get third Bible reading now. It tells us where they met and where Jesus asked them that question. Verse 13 of Matthew chapter 16 tells us of the coast of Caesarea Philippi. That place was mentioned twice in the Bible. And that place was a place of revelation. Sa biaya krona, Yesu Christo bisa asasem no. Bible mu, ye kan impremienu. Na sa impremienu, eho. And Yesu Christo yi ni wadi e chere won. E yi enyema di chere won. It was a place of revelation. The first time was this one that he asked that, who do you say I am? And when we read down, it tells us that he told them, or Peter said that you are the Messiah. So it was the day that he revealed himself to them that he was the Messiah. And it was the same place later on as we read, that he revealed himself, or he revealed to them that he was going to die. Hallelujah. And will be resurrected. So that place is a place of revelation. I pray in the name of Jesus. May this place be the place of revelation unto you in the name of Jesus. And that day is a nim senya Yesu Christo tia. And na me bomb pie with Yesu dim se. E radin yin wedding chrao. Now soon yo, that was Jesus Christ. May today be the day of revelation unto you. Hallelujah. Jesus knew who he was. He just wants to confirm from you if you have faith in him. And if the faith that you have in him matches who he is. Now Jesus said, oh, who said, who are Gideon and Imuana? Na jidie na wonumu no opeso ohun se sa jidie no ene de onu nyankopon yo no gba gba ebra de se opposite ana eh eh but eh eh can say eh ye baako hallelujah. He wanted to make sure that the faith that you have in him, or the faith that the disciples had in him, matched who he was. The Christian journey is a journey of faith. It is an exciting journey of getting to know who God is. Ya namo aye tu se Christofu nyina no. E ya namo aye tu niehu senia onyankopon te. Ana yehu de onyankopon yo. Hallelujah. And we learn as we put our faith into practice. There can be no doubt that Jesus make this pretty clear what the will is throughout the gospel. Yesu Christo, aye ni pefe, wakane pefe, atre, diye ni petye, ni peni se ube hunu no, ni peni se ube hunu di oyo, ni peni se ube hunu enyuma otumi aye den, ayo. It is clear that Jesus wants you to know what his will for your life and my life is. Hallelujah. That is why he asked that question. Who do you say I am? James puts it that we show our faith by what we do. Hallelujah. And I'll be first to admit, more than often not, sometimes our faith looks pretty dim. Jesus knows this. That's why he had to come and die. Like I said, that same place was the place where he revealed to them that he was going to die. So who do you say I am again? This is where the rubber, this is where the point hits in. Abusia, the enemy that woman said, But this is the one that one of the disciples got it right. That was why Jesus told him that, hey, busia busia we dey nyewa na nyame onkonkro na di amawo. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus said that. That this is revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When Peter said, you are the Son, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, it could take only the Holy Spirit to reveal that unto you. Your faith in Jesus Christ brings the power of the Holy Spirit in you. Your faith in Jesus Christ brings the revelation power of the Holy Spirit to you. Jidia wowo Yesu Kristo mu no enam so manyame onkonkro beda nyema bia di amtrawo. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ask ourselves that, why is this person saying that? Why is this person having this revelation and I don't? Sometimes it's based on our faith. Say nyame onkonkro hu jidia wowo Kristo mu a sa jidia no nam so be mana yi nyema bia di akyrawo. So finally, somebody got it right. Hallelujah. As I said earlier on, the foundation of our Christian life is knowing who Christ is. It's knowing who Jesus is. It's knowing who, the Messiah is. At that point in time, they thought the Messiah was somebody who was coming to fight, who was coming to take them out of the Romans, oppression and things like that, coming to sit on a donkey, on a horse, going to battle and all that. But Jesus was doing battle, but was doing battle on his knees. Hallelujah. If you know who Jesus is, you will not fight physical battles, but you will fight your battles on your knees. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes, was the Savior, but not the Savior that they were thinking of. Jesus gave his life for the world, The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So Jesus was the Savior. He came to save you and I. He came to shed his blood for us. He came to die for our sins. Hallelujah. According to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. But Christ endured the full judgment of God on sin and died in our place for our forgiveness in the name of Jesus and redemption. For, and I repeat this one, but Christ endured the full judgment of God on sin and died in our place for forgiveness, for our forgiveness and our redemption. So who do you say I am? I am going to ask this question over and over again because I want to make sure that you know who Jesus is. If you don't know anything about Jesus, what I have written right now is that if Jesus asks you, who do you say I am? From what I just read, you should be able to say that you are the one that forgave me. Hallelujah. Me say, o say Jesus Christo bisa o se si ase. Na wonso se me ne hwan a. Abusa se wonim he kura na. Die me pese wo ka e kire Jesus Christo nene se. Wonni onyankopon na wuji me nkwa. Ana wonni onyankopon na wudi me boni nyina ye den afri me. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. What a good thing. You are the one that redeemed me. When I would give me free of bonnie for them. Hallelujah. Who do you say I am? And I go back to it and say that your encounter with Jesus will be who you say he is. There is one person in the Bible that I love so much. It was a blind man. And that blind man got healed by Jesus Christ. Before he was healed, the Bible says that, you know, people kind of mocked him and things like that. People even said that it was a sin of his father's or the sin of his mother's or something that he had done that caused him that blindness. And Jesus healed him. And then after he was healed, they asked him many questions. How did he do that? How, blah, 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 blah. But I like the answer he gave. He said, I don't know who he is. I don't know what. What I know is that I couldn't see, but now I can see. Hallelujah. So to that blind man, Jesus was the one that was able to make him see. Hallelujah. It is a Jesus Christ to copisa saw ni friend ina. Say na wunso simi ni wanya. Which is a dear no ni friend ni beka. Your beka is a wuni onipa umami hunu adie. Hallelujah. You are the one that caused my sight to be restored. Hallelujah. Jesus is the truth, as the Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Wuni no kware no. He reveals the truth about God. He reveals the truth about man. He reveals the truth about sin. He reveals the truth about our mission on earth, his mission on the earth. He reveals the truth about everything. This was necessary for them to accept him in the name of Jesus. Jesus is also the powerful Son of God. Peter declared, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus himself claimed to be the Son of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He was frequently referred as God the Father. He claimed for himself and demonstrated divine powers. He forgave sins. He took authority over demons. He healed the sick. He controlled the storms of the sea and all that. Hallelujah. Jesus was that powerful in the name of Jesus. So, I ask you again, who do you say I am? Jesus is asking you again, who do you say I am? The greatest commandment In the Bible, as Luke chapter 10, verse 27 tells us, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. So if Jesus asks you, who do you say I am? You say, you are the one that loved me first, and I also love you with all my soul, with all my heart, with all my strength. Hallelujah. Jesus tells the world everything about himself. The Son of God became the Son of Man, that we might know that God is like us. That we might know that sinless man will be like him. So who do you say I am? You cannot compare yourself to Jesus if you are full of sin, because he was a sinless man. How do you know God? We know God, we know Christ by staying away from sin. That we might know that the high priest who gets it, who comprehends, who walked on the sea, is a powerful man of God. He is the man. Who do you say I am? Peter dear, me see. Say, nankansem bebre wo ho ko betimi aka. At that point in time, and Peter kra betimi aka say wo na wo nante eposo. Hallelujah. And there was a time where there was a storm, and in that storm the boat was capsizing, and then Jesus was somewhere praying, but he walked on the sea to go there to save them. So Peter could have just said, oh, you are the man that walked on the sea that pulled me out of the waters when I was sinking. What is your encounter with Jesus? To the woman who Jesus raised the daughter from death, to the family of Lazarus, who is Jesus to them? He is the one that raises the dead. Hallelujah. Me see, so una Jesus Christ abenyani owufobi owufia no bisa osa na wose me ne han a e dia bibia ma otrim se owufo no nyane no no eno na obeka no first. That is what you are going to say. You are the one that raised the dead. Hallelujah. You are the one that controls the storms of the sea. Oh, when the disciples went to him when he was sleeping in a boat, and he said, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? Oh, when the storms are rising, when the storms are, the billows and the storms are beating us and throwing us here and there. And then Jesus, you men of little faith, and he spoke to the sea and said, peace be still. And the storms were quiet. Right there. It registered in the minds of the people, of the disciples, and said, wow, surely he is the Son of God. Because he is the one that speaks to the sea. And even the seas listen to him. The waves listen to him. And no normal did the dance here, sir. On Oyo Nyankupon, but if he said, Asrochina na ebo abrabo num no asrochina ebo no Yesu Kristo tumi kasa asrochina ye dey eye din dia ene e omo kasa mpa ono ni nyankopon ba no me bom pa ye Yesu Kristo dinum se asrochi bia ebo abrabo num asrochi bia ebo abusua num asrochi bia ebo ma abrabo num erade nkasa na enye din e wo Yesu Kristo dim. May the Lord speak, O God, for these storms to be quiet, so that when he asks you, who do you say I am, you will be bold enough to say that, oh my God, you are the Son of Man. You are the Son of God, because you are the one that spoke into the storms that was going on in my life, and these storms are quiet in the name of Jesus. He is the one that healed the sick. What is your encounter? I will see our doctors are throwing you my beamon. Ama ayewa yem shishye. And the drum pie bosu na obe bom paye. And I also call doctors no ho. And a doctors in the say, oh, adye na yehuno. So they say, yehubium. Na obe jina hadi adansye na obe radiasi se radidye. Wa yemini.
Awurade dia doctor si kan ye ni afa dia mebe bom pa ye no sanye ma no ko. Oh, the doctors wrote something for you that this is what is happening to you. You came during a time of prayer. We call on the name of Jesus and those things vanished. You went back to the doctors and the doctors said that, oh my God, we can't see those things anymore. And Jesus stands before you and asks you, who do you say I am? What are you going to say? Oh my God, you are the one that spoke that everything that I was going through, the pain that was going through in my body, what the doctor said, you are the one that took it away from me in the name of Jesus. So you are the one that heals the sick. Hallelujah. Ebi ato opayana. Sena yem shishie waha. Na yadie bi waha. Sometimes tipaye bi ebaye. Na ujum humbe bi aanyeye. Na udon satu tisu na ba umpaye. Se Yesu Christo same yadie. And right away it vanished. And Jesus stands before you and asks you, who do you say I am? Oh my God. I am going to say that you are the one that at the mention of your name, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that you are God. Hallelujah. Because I have seen that, I have tasted that, I have tried that, and it has worked for me. That every time I mention the name of Jesus, knees that has risen against me bow in the name of Jesus. Tongues that rises against you, those tongues confess that yes, Jesus is Lord. So who do you say I am? You are the one that brings the knees that rises against me to bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? In the name of Jesus. How about those people who were so hungry? So hungry after Jesus preached to them. They were so hungry. And Jesus had compassion on them. And said that, and told the disciples, give them something to eat. And Jesus told them, and the disciples said, we don't have anything. We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, bring it. And he blessed our food that it became so much that it fed 5,000 people, not including women and children. So like I always say, if every man had one wife, that would be 10,000. And if every family had one child, that is going to be an average of 15,000 people. He fed these people, all of them, to the extent that they had 12 baskets more of what is left. He fed them. Says, oh, mommy, ni papa, yenye biani. Ah, enye ye di esika ne koto ye. Ah, yenye ni free. Ah, ebiani si wanim. Na woody, na woody. Na aka 12 baskets diye. Let's say, no, mommy, yankasa. Na there was no other space for them to put it. Hallelujah. Aduane no obegye ni poto enti ose musumye den memen. Hallelujah. Enti ni papa yenye aduane sei ni aduane ni bufa ya so na aka 12 baskets de 12 no kra na kire sei isa because tun se bi diburo so oba ni aburo so enka imana mana urade ka kire omo se munni de danu kwa ebe memo. Just eat what is going to satisfy you that day. Somewhere so, what do you call it? They wanted more so much that they brought it home. Aye ni pasu. Onyamisi. Ene, diebe sun kwane di. Emre auto mana. E was resunuma om. Just eat what you have today. But then, they ate and they were full and they took some home. And it became what? They were full of animals. They were full of worms. Thank you. Eh, yeni pasu, eti ni papa. Ya, yenya
He made them full. So if Jesus stands before such a person, somebody who was there, and says that, who do you say I am? I will say, would you say, obe buwana say, hey, would you papa na? Oh, mami me, you know, hallelujah. You are the one that I was so hungry that you fed me. You are the one that feeds the hungry. Wouldn't you, oh, nipa, woman, come and do one, wo ena uma wa aduane di e wo Yesu Kristo jinam wo ni onipa dia atosini wo mabrabom di om ni bie no wo di bi bra wo ma wo ni nyankopon wa a wo na wo na utumi sira abodo so abodo kakra bi ni mpata kakra bi so e ma ni timi mi nipa bebrebe I say, who do you say I am? May you have that same testimony in the name of Jesus. Wo na na mi bank account asa. Ami bia sutira wa mi kachira rade mi kachira wo se Yesu Kristo se ne awu bom pa egu abodo ni mpata no so bo sampa ye egu mi bank account so ma ami na wo ti ha na check bi aba hallelujah she check bi a e de pa wa America ha eye checka wan she dan ye ho adwuma na check na ba samu ni mde mi ken ejuma bi a ukoye ya udwane ye a wanye nwie me se minya sa check ni bi na nya anye bi a o but na me there because I was not expecting it I'm saying na say 220 o sa he say ejuma no me ye ndadaada na me jaye na me se me for eh me sick leave o say se hwan hwan no me se manye ti da kromi wo ho a say o ma calculate no me abrem oh sa da no mama feel your jollof hallelujah. Hey! Oh yeah, oh yeah, Jolof. That's so great. Hallelujah. So he is the one that provides for the needy. Hallelujah. Na Yesu Christo na on mamina okoshianwa subrana nuna okan ne hinta sabtra no no onuswe. Say Yesu Christo be son and say, who do you say I am? What is this woman going to say? He said, you are the one that foretold my future with accuracy. Una wukan sema efama brabo hum. Una wukan sema efami dachi hum. Una wukan yebe mu pepepepe. Senya wukan. Who do you say I am? May you have that encounter with Christ. May you have that encounter with Christ. May you have that encounter with Christ. In the name of Jesus. E radika bi bimfa wa brabo hum. May the Lord tell you something. May the Lord reveal. I said that place was a place of revelation. So today I pray in the name of Jesus that may the Lord reveal himself unto you. May the Lord reveal himself unto your children. May the Lord reveal himself unto you that you know who he is. May say, Mra unwatchirono. Eradin yin wedding throw. Hallelujah. Amen. Eradin yin won't throw. Oh, Jesus, the demon. How about this mother that brought the son that was tormented by demons to the extent that this son threw himself down, cutting himself? Me say, mami na ne babema na abayfo ni adama ni fo chichi ne baya omo fa bofreya na bofre twa no ho to form ni sa ne maniama that Jesus she brought the son to Jesus Christ and Jesus commanded those legends to get out of the boy and free the boy from the demons. So if Jesus asked such a mother, now, who do you say I am? What do you think the mother is going to say? That you are the one that has authority over demons. You are the one that has authority over principalities. You are the one that possesses. You are the one that freed my son from demons. Hallelujah. May that be your story. May that be your story. Who do you say I am? I pray that you will have an encounter with Christ. I pray that you have an encounter with Christ. It's so beautiful. And may the Lord touch you. May the Lord open a way for you. He is the one that opened the way for us to freely approach the throne. Oh no, and obe bie kwa ne ma yen. Ogo wo Calvary. Nema yenya kwa nse yen su ebe ko ahimwa nenim.
Eradin yaw kase. Eradin pejaw. Eradin shirawo. Ne hu se ono oni onyankopon na wo shira. Efri se ono no kan se. En shira nyina firi onyankopon ho. Obredwuma nyadan fa bi nka ho. Enti Eradin shirawo. May the Lord bless you. And I speak with every iota of unction upon my life. That may the Lord bless you and bless you, that you will see that he is the God that blesses. The Bible says that I am the one that gives you the power to make wealth. May it be your soul. May it touch your soul. May it be into you. May the Lord grant you power to make wealth. What are we here for? If you hear me, now we are at the four. Ewo Jesus Christ dinum. Ewrade nyaw sa. Ewo Jesus dinum. And the last one, he is the prophet. He is the teacher. Ewrade chrachra wo nasemu. Ewrade kabi bin chraw. May he teach you his word, that when he stands before you, may the reading of the word of God be different from today in the name of Jesus. That once Jesus stands before you and asks you, who do you say I am? You will say you are the teacher. Hallelujah. May the Lord touch you and bless you. And may you have an encounter. And may that encounter define who Jesus is to you. Amen.